Hello, and welcome again to a new episode of Anti-Racist Becomings. I am Ali Ali, a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Helsinki and Abo Academy University. And we are recording this podcast here at the Swedish School of Social Sciences at the University of Helsinki. And this podcast is based on the research project Becomings, Temporalities, Solidarities and Social Class in Anti-Racism. This project is funded by the Academy of Finland between the years of 2025 and 2028. Today we have one of the researchers in the project, Amira Masood. Jaakonaho. Can you say your name, please?
Amira Masood Jaakonaho.
Welcome.
Thank you, Ali.
Thank you very much. Would you like to present yourself? Where do you work and what kind of researcher are you? And then we proceed with the questions.
Yes, thank you, Ali. As part of this project, I'm a postdoctoral researcher and I'm mainly interested in examining the concept of racial time and how crucial it is to strengthening anti-racism activism. Because for me, or the way I also want to examine time is a way that it's not neutral, it's politically organized, unequally distributed, and racially governed. So bringing racial time into activism or examining those two concepts within activism helps explain why anti-racism efforts sometimes do not advance or they exhaust the racialized communities.
Thank you. Nice. I think you have already answered my first question, which was about how to rephrase your question in our interest in simple, short sentences. And I think you have done that, unless you disagree. So let's move to the second question. What events, relations, experiences in your life, encounters, do you think were landmarks in, or eventful in shaping your political activism and work today? And do they figure in your strategies of political and activist acts, in communications about these, in conscious makings, in pedagogies, in teaching?
Yeah, that's a very deep and interesting question.
Thank you.
Well, maybe the first thing I would say that I don't label myself or call myself an activist, but I see myself as, and I have always been in the past at least 10 years or more, a researcher, and a researcher who wants to make change or who hopes through the research is actually doing change towards social justice, anti-racism, and these concepts that have been part of my research journey. So briefly to say, like, what has shaped this journey or made me interested into social justice and change? Many things. Maybe I can't pinpoint it to one, but just to say briefly, like, I'm a Palestinian, so coming from Palestine, we are born and raised in a way that many things shape us to become that kind of person, the person that wants to see a better future, a better life, a better education system, a better everything. You know, now I'm just mentioning some examples. So many of the personal injustices that I have lived in have marked that starting point for me, that I want to see that changing, not only for me, not only for my people, but for everyone who is facing these racist experiences or any other oppressive experiences. So I could say it's many things that have been shaping that, that made me reach to that point.
I have a question specifically about your topic of racial time and anti-racist practices of rest and solidarities. How do you understand racial time, this term, and how do you understand rest? And another question, I might be putting words in your mouth, you might disagree, you might agree, you might, but please elaborate, or I hope you elaborate. The question is, what do you mean by rest? Can it mean something beyond conventional relaxation and taking a break? Like from work, and you said you don't want to use the word activism. Yeah, but could it be for someone like taking more than just taking a break from these activities that we call work and activism? And how can rest become collective, generative, rather than only an act of withdrawal from politics and society?
Yeah, well, those are now our two different questions. So I will start with how do I understand racial time in light of also rest and the idea of rest? Actually, just to wrap or to summarize again, that there was the kickoff seminar for our project that was that took place last month. And we had the keynote speaker, Gargi Bhattacharya. Mm-hmm. And one sentence from there, many things were very important, but one sentence really stayed with me because it was very relevant to the topic that I am hoping to delve deeper into, was when she spoke about the rush of the immediate, the immediacy of the crisis in our times, in these times, and how we are living in this kind of time, the rush of the immediate. And this describes our time so well in many different aspects, and especially in activism and towards anti-racism. We're living under the constant weight of racial inequalities. Huh. It has many effects. And nowhere do we feel this more sharply even nowadays in the anti-racism and anti-racist activism, especially in relation to the work having effect and effect on ground.
Mm.
So there's this constant pressure. We have to respond right now because there's so many crises happening. And there's this constant pressure that the immediate of the rush of the immediate, like now things have to happen. Now we need to react and now we need to act and keep up, which is not a bad thing, but also it's connected to the idea of rest. And at the same time, there's so much frustration with all the political atmosphere that we're living and witnessing that might affect the work and the activism work in advancing. So there's frustration that comes mm-hmm. with that. So the feeling that despite all the effort, all the energy and urgency, sometimes things do not change fast or as immediate as it should be.
Mm.
So we're caught between this kind of exhaustion and urgency,
mm.
between burnout and the relentless rush to act. Mm. So that tension or that contradictory experience of time is actually what I would like to dig deeper into and see how racial time manifests mm. in that, and how the idea of rest can somehow be a way, which will now actually take me to the second question that you asked,
mm-hmm.
that what do I mean by rest,
mm-hmm.
and can it be something beyond, mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, conventional notions,
yep.
right? Yes.
Yep.
Of that just relaxation and taking a break or something like that, which is good and important. I'm not against it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would really like, we're still starting this project and with the data collection and interviews, to actually understand rest in a more deeper and thorough way as a way to build collective care and community care, which is both reparative and generative.
Mm-hmm.
And by reparative, I mean the capacity to heal, mm-hmm. maybe the temporal wounds of racial experiences or racial capitalism, and generative in their creation of new rhythms, new solidarities, and the futures that we imagine, and resisting the narratives of racism. So
mm-hmm.
so when I talk about rest, or I hope to see how I will delve deeper into it, but my idea is not just about sleep, which is important,
mm-hmm.
holidays, switching off. Yes, these are, I'm not, as I said, mm-hmm. my idea, I don't want anyone to understand me in a wrong way that I'm against those. No, that's not the idea.
Mm.
But maybe asking a different question, that what else can rest mean? Can rest be something more than just that, that it also, we can return back to the same system that exhausts us, but in a different way, and learn from these experiences. But what happens if we think of rest as collective and as relational? So the idea of community maybe comes here, and,
mm-hmm.
and understanding that a little bit more deeper. So something that creates space for reflection,
mm-hmm.
for care,
yep.
and new ways of being together. So for some people, I think rest will mean something else. I don't want to now kind of like just create my own assumptions. So that's what I'm interested to figure out. That what is that? What is rest? It can be in doing other things, maybe. It can be in doing art. It can be in many different ways. So I would like to see how those two, because rest isn't a withdrawal from politics. You will not rest by doing that, because we are in that sense of needing to do something in activism and working to anti-racist futures and present and everything. So it can be generative, it can be powerful, and a way of resisting these racialized experiences and imagining something different. That's how at least I see it, and I'm looking forward to see what will come up from the interviews and data later, which might even surprise me more with new data, new information, and new understanding.
I'm also excited.
Yeah.
Thank you.